Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Jam, Jesus and Me. Let us put our hands together, giving God all the praise, amen, all the glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah. His name is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get into His presence and give God all the worship, the glory, and the honor that is due Him. If you would, people of God, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, starting at the 10th verse. The book of Matthew, amen, chapter 18, starting at the 10th verse, and the Word of God reads as such. See that you don't go down on one of these little ones, because I tell you that in heaven their angels continually view their face of my Father in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save the lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, won't he leave the 99 on the hillside and go and search for the stray? And if he finds it, I assure you, he rejoices over the sheep more than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that none of these little ones perish. If your brother sins against you, go and rebuke him in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he won't listen, take one or two more with you, so that by the testimony of two or three witnesses, every fact may be established. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Amen and amen. Once again, we do welcome you right here to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Jam Session, known as Jesus and Me Ministries. This is a night where we just give God all the praise, glory, the honor, and the glory that He is due, amen, and all the praise, amen, that He is worthy of having regardless, amen. So just want to go into the announcements, events, and then move out of the way and let the praise and worship leader lead us into his throne room. Amen. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join Apostle Christopher McQueen for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcasts. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can find us Friday night, amen, 7 p.m. for JAM, Jesus and Me Ministry, amen, 7 p.m. We are located at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. And we're also here Sunday morning for our live worship experience, 8:30 a.m. every Sunday morning. Once again, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in Cocoa, Florida. If you are in the Brevard County area, we do invite you to come out and join us for this live worship experience. If you are not in the Brevard County area, go to our website, www.ctkr.com. .org. Click on the media tab and you will be able to see us and watch all of our services live, as well as go into the archives as well and catch up to see what God has been saying unto his people. Amen. And then we also ask and pray that you would become a vision partner and a prayer partner with this ministry, please helping us to push and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If you want prayer or if you want to learn more about our ministry, once again, as you're on our website, www.ctkr.org, go to the Contact Us tab located at the top of our website. Follow those instructions there. Someone will get in contact with you, amen, at our earliest convenience. We thank you for the support, for those of you who have already been supporting and pushing this ministry. Amen. We bless you, and we speak a blessing over your home and over everything that you do. Amen. And then just letting you know for the upcoming events, people of God, January 29th through February 1st, 2015, we have Joshua Generation Young Warriors, their first conference that they will be hosting live right here at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, 7 p.m. nightly. You want to join us? Amen. We're going to go forth in His glory, in His power, in His might. The word is coming. All the musicians are coming. The praise dancers are coming. The minstrels are coming. I got my shouting shoes ready. Let's go. Amen. Join us. 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Once again, those dates, January 29th through February the 1st, 2015. You do not want to miss it. Amen. It will be an exciting time. Amen. Now, without further ado, let us pray, and then immediately let us get right into the jam part of this ministry. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we bless your name and we glorify you. We thank you for all that you have done. God, we, your people, we're coming in this place to worship you. We are coming in this place to lift up our hands and magnify you. We are coming in this place to change the atmosphere. I command all minds and hearts, God, to begin to draw in now and focus in on giving you all the glory and the honor. We ask that you would just forgive us for all of our sins, Father. Wash us clean from the inside out. Renew a right spirit in us. Renew our hearts and our minds on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence in this house. We ask that you would just have your way in each and every one of us. Every song that is sung, let it take us higher in the glory in Jesus' name. Let it take us deeper in your power and in your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, begin to speak to us through your songs on tonight. Begin to speak to us and through your word that we've spoken tonight by the man of God. Speaking of that, Father, we ask that you would begin to, as he begins to come forth in your word, as he stands behind the sacred desk, that you would anoint him, God, to speak a right now revelatory anointed word in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. So even now, God, we your people stand with our minds and our hearts uplifted before you. Our hands will be lifted up in the air. Purify them right now in Jesus' name. So there will be a sweet, our praise, our worship will be a sweet smoke, a sweet incense unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let us not see the man of God, but let us see the Christ in him as he begins to speak forth the oracles, as you give him revelation, God, as you give him wisdom, Father, as he brings forth the word. And even that, Father, your people, we your people who are listening to your word, I ask even now that you would begin to give us a paradigm shift of the mind, heart, soul, and spirit, a permanent shift, God, that will shift us out of mediocrity, that will shift us out of the humdrum, that will shift us out of a religion and what is and what has been, and push us and thrust us into what will be in the kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you for all that you have done, for you are worthy of the praise, you are worthy of the glory, you are worthy of the adoration. There is no one like our God and our King. We will lift up your name in this house and we will obey the words that you speak tonight and we will obey the words that are to come. We thank you for the revelation, the power. We thank you for your favor that is bestowed upon each and every one of us. God, we thank you for every open door that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Put those hands together and give us some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. We glorify you. We lift you up. Your name shall be praised and magnified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We honor you. We lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor belong to you, oh God. You're magnificent. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord,
everybody. Look at your neighbor. Don't go too far. Come on back over here. This night, we want to make sure that we're focused on what we're doing. Thank you. And what we are doing tonight is we are praising and we are honoring God. Amen?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to praise and honor God. Say it again. We're going to praise and honor God. Now, what's important about praising and honoring God is that as I've been teaching and speaking to you over the past couple of weeks is we're not coming into this just to make noise. Amen. Prophetess said, Jesus and me, jam session. I think for some people that's all that they can see is the jam session part of it. And really, it's the music that we will be using to change the atmosphere. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So when the music changes, then we have to be able to do something with that. And that's where this comes in. That's why this is important. We're here to change the atmosphere. Look at your neighbor and say, tonight,
I will
change the atmosphere with my praise. Say it again. Tonight,
I will
change the atmosphere with my praise. Now, before we go any further, I want everyone in here to open up your mouth and begin to stir the atmosphere with your words of adoration, with your praise. Come on, open up your mouth and begin to thank him. Come on, begin to give him glory. Begin to give him honor. Come on, begin to stir the atmosphere. This is your praise. These are your words. These are your thoughts. These are your intentions, your expressions of gratitude to God. Come on, let us know what you think. Come on, come on, open up your mouths. Come on, come on, hallelujah. We stir the atmosphere with our praise. Come on, lift up your hands and begin to share and celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God, we bless your name. We honor you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. In all the earth, God, your name shall be praised. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we honor you today. We glorify you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God, in all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you and we lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this time, God, and this season, God, that you've called us. God, we glorify your name, God. Let us be able to give you our best praise, God, our best worship, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, oh God, in all the earth, God. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you in all the earth, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. God, we lift you up, God, high above the heavens and the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you for being mighty in battle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory that you've given us, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God, we worship you. We adore you. We place none before you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for being our source, God, our strength, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You're worthy of praise, God. You're worthy of adoration, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy of honor, oh God. Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we honor you, oh God. Hallelujah. There is none like you,
Jesus,
oh God.
Jesus.
Oh God, oh God.
Glory to
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. We love you, oh God. We honor you, oh God. There is none
we
like you,
you,
oh God.
We love you, Jesus. We
hallelujah,
love you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name. We worship you. We adore you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We magnify you, oh God. Glory and honor is due to you, oh God. We lift you up, God, as your train fills the temple, oh God. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know glory and honor is due to him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and honor, majesty and power belong to him. Hallelujah. Glory and honor is due him.
Glory.
Worship and
bow before
you.
Bow before you.
adore,
worship and,
worship and
bow before you,
all the glory
and the praise,
and the praise.
It is
do your name,
lift your hands,
lift your hands,
lift your voice,
lift your voice.
We will sing,
we will sing,
and rejoice,
and rejoice.
All the glory,
all the glory,
and the praise,
and the praise.
It is do,
it is
do your name,
do your name.
Sing it, yeah. We glorify you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. And we cry, yes, yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, every day. Cause all the glory, all the praise, it is due to your
One
name.
More time.
Oh, all the glory, all the glory,
all the praise,
all the praise,
it is
to your name,
to your name. All the glory, all the praise, it is to your name.
Say yes.
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 Lord, we say yes.
Yes.
All the glory.
All the glory.
All the praise.
All the praise.
It is.
It is.
To your name.
To your name. Hallelujah. Come on and applaud his greatness. Hallelujah.
Oh.
All the glory belongs to him. Hallelujah. All of our praise, God. All of our worship, God. In spite of everything, God, it belongs to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we cry hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God, all our glory, all the glory, all of the praise, God, it belongs to you. We declare it and we decree it tonight, God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that for his glory, we should be able to do anything? We should be able to cross the hottest desert, go from one end of the earth to the next, all for his glory, being obedient to his will, giving him a surrendered yes. Hallelujah. We just want to be where he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory. Across the hottest desert.
I will go where
you want me to go, oh God. I'll be where you want me to be.
Myself away, so you ready to give yourself away for Him?
Oh, oh,
hallelujah. Are you ready to lay it all at His feet tonight? Hallelujah. Are you ready to give Him all that you have? Are you ready to give Him everything that you are? Hallelujah. For we owe our lives to Him. All that He's done for us, we owe all to Him. Hallelujah. He's still waiting for some of us to say yes. Yes to His will. Yes to His way to accept the assignment that He has placed upon our lives. Hallelujah. For you are born and bought with a purpose. Thank you. We're just saying to just sit in a pew and wait for the Lord to come. When He calls you for kingdom assignment, kingdom mission, kingdom advancement, will you be one to say yes to Him finally? Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for His presence already here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord met you right wherever you may be at this moment. Amen. And that you stepped into His presence, for in His presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. When you surrender your life unto Him, it makes living easy. Oh, yes. It makes living very easy. Glory to God. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. We lift our hands in His presence. Glory to Your name, O God. Glory to Your name, O God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Higher than any other.
Not my own. To you I belong.
I give myself, yeah, yeah. I give myself to you. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify your name, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord, in all the earth. We're so grateful for all that you've done for us. We're so grateful for all that you've given us. We're so grateful, Lord, for all that you've been to us. Help us, Lord, to understand how much you love us so that we can love you back, oh God, accordingly. Lord, even now as we begin to deal with this word, we begin to go forward, open up our hearts, our minds. Help us to receive, Lord, that you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to the hearts and the minds of your people, those who are troubled, those who are in distress. Lord, those who are contemplating the next move, help them to remember and understand and rely upon you. Oh, without you, we don't have direction. We don't have a plan. We don't have anything to execute. Help us to understand that our wholeness, our fullness, our happiness is tied to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we love you. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, let every heart say amen.
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 And amen. All over this place, give God some praise right now. Come on, for all that he's done, for all that he's given. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. I want you all to understand that God is doing something in our midst. God is doing something here for us. Look at your neighbor and say, don't miss it. Come on, tell them again, don't miss it. There's going to be a lot of people who come and go who tell you that God is doing some things and they're comfortable, you know, where they are. But don't you know that when God comes in, the first thing that he does is he begins to stretch you. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to stretch. Come on, say it again, it's time to stretch. Now, the reason why he has to stretch us is because some of us have become locked in where we've been, amen? And being locked, what happens to you then is you lose your ability, if you will. You lose your ability to be flexible. Y'all see that? Let me say it like this. Every good athlete understands the importance of stretching. Amen. You go out to the track, the first thing you see them doing is stretching and getting those calf muscles loosened up and getting the thigh muscles loosened up, and they begin to twist and get everything together. The reason why they're doing like that is because in your everyday life, just going about your business, you will tighten up. Look at your neighbor and say, we have to loosen up. Huh? Instead of tightening up, we need to learn how to loosen up. Amen. And if you loosen up, then what God can do.
As we go forward, thank you. We'll see that there are some things that God wants to do with us, through us, for us. Amen. And as we begin to deal with those things, we'll see that God has thought about us. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God he thought about me. Come on, say it again. Thank God he thought about me. Here you go, son. And because he thought about me, what he did was he put some things in place in my life that wouldn't leave me at my comfortable place. Amen. He put some things in my path that would stretch me. Now, watch this here, because when the Lord stretches you, the first thing that he's doing in stretching you is he's making you depend on him. Look at your neighbor and just say, he's making you dependent on him. Come on, say it again. He's making you dependent upon him.
That's important for you to understand. Because while amen. There we are. While he's making you dependent upon him, you can go ahead and mute that back again. Amen. What he's doing is he's stretching your faith. Y'all see it? So He puts you in a situation or in a place where you're not comfortable so he can stretch you. And that stretch isn't just for you, it's for your faith. Amen? Okay, now let's go here. Let's go to that Romans 10, because I want us to get it. I want us to get it good. Amen. Something real simple. All right. We can take it here at the New Living Translation where we have it. I want y'all to see this a couple of different places, amen? Because what we have to do is we have to begin to start stretching our faith, amen? And when we stretch our faith, then we find out that God has begun to really work on us. Now, we have dealt with this before, not to this end here. We have looked at it a couple of different ways, but we haven't necessarily just focused in on this scripture. But this is where I want us to get to, because I'm talking about stretching. Now, coming up to the beginning of the year, everybody say the beginning.
The beginning.
Say the first.
The first.
Now, the first is important because how you start shows how you end. Amen. How we come out, okay, that's what we left. But where we step our foot first determines our placement. Amen? 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 First impressions are lasting. Amen? I feel like walking. You're probably going to have to catch me back there. Amen? One of the things that we have to do, if we are then to stretch our faith and deal with our faith, is we have to understand our first. Because where you are determines the foundation of your faith. Y'all understand? Very simply, bring that over here. Bring that over here to my seat. All right, now, understand something. When I come over here and I sit down, y'all notice I didn't check this seat. I just sat down. Now, the thing is that there's several things that I can do from a seated position. Y'all understand? I cannot run a race from this position unless I'm on Xbox or something else, PlayStation, and then something else is running for me. All right. In order for me to make a step, I can't be sitting down. Y'all understand? And that therein lies the problem, is that most of us have become conditioned to sitting. Y'all see what I'm saying? In your life, people have done for you. People have moved for you. People have moved things around so you can remain comfortable sitting in your seat. Amen? But there is something that we have to understand, that when you sit down, your muscles cease to develop. So when you get to a place where you would stand, you find out that you don't have the strength to stand. Look at your neighbor and say, be careful about sitting down. I'm trying to help somebody out. Because when we began to talk about moving into your next level, we talk about your first, amen? We have to deal with the reality that your first sometime will be your stepping up into your next level, all right? Now, look at me over here. I'm sitting down, and here I got my little tray, got my Bible on, amen? Thank God for the word, amen? We can, you know, and there's little things over here and little light things that are here for me. You know, a little shade. I can have a little greenery. So, you know, y'all see what's going on? I'm just comfortable. You know, some of us have got to the place where we have set up under our own olive tree. Amen. We have under our own fig tree. We set back and we're just looking at the world go by.
And we say, well, you know, the Lord called us to abundant living, so I'm here. I got my everything I need. I got my little fruit right here. I got a little extra light here. I got some word here. And I provided with all the entertainment that I need because it's all around me. I could just look at the world and see as it goes by, you know, reach out, touch the Lord as he goes by. Okay, listen, the Lord didn't call us to sit back and look. Too many of us have entered into our rest before we actually got up to work. Okay, let me say that again. Too many of us have entered into our rest before we've gotten up to work. Y'all see that? So what God is doing then is God is trying to get us to a place where we move from our set down to our get up. You can't get to your come up until you get up from where you've been sitting down at. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, if you want better, you got to do better. Now, understand what I'm trying to say to you is that there are some people who have been working and doing everything that you know to do, and you have not seen the fruits of your labor because where you have been working has not been a place that was ordained by God. So what you've gotten then was frustrated with your activity that lacked progression. Okay, so you've been trying to do something, but you couldn't go forward. And that's what caused you to have a seat. But God is trying to get us to get up. And the first thing that you have to understand that the foundation that you're going to stand on is what you believe in. Y'all see that? So what is it that you have faith in? Anybody. What do you have faith in? And let's move that word. Let's just put, what do you believe? Okay, anybody, what do you believe? See, the thing is that if I told you something that you didn't believe, you could very quickly tell me, I don't believe that. Am I right? But when we ask you what you believe, we are deficient in that area. So how can you tell me what you don't believe if you don't know what you believe? Now, let's get back to the very first thing that I said. In order for you to get up, your faith has to have a foundation. Your faith is your belief. Faith comes by hearing. So let's just deal with that first part right quick and just set some things in order. And the reason why some people have sat down and they don't have a foundation for faith is because they've been listening to all the wrong stuff. Look at your neighbor and just say, you are what you eat. Y'all have heard me say that before, and some of you have dispelled it as just being me. That's just, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Until you are tested and tried, and then you find out that you can only regurgitate what you've taken in. Let me show it to you like this. Your test that you get at your school when you're going through your academia is to test what has gone into you properly. They ask you questions pertaining to knowledge that you should have consumed and absorbed. Amen? And you can't answer a question on a test of knowledge you don't have. Y'all see what I'm saying? Even your educated guess has to have some foundation or some premise for its theory. Y'all see? So you cannot tell me that you believe in God if you haven't been tested in your belief. Well, well, well. Tests come when you hear something that is against God, against Christ, against your Savior, against your salvation. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We're quick to tell people that the devil can't stop me. But my question to you is, how do you know it? We're quick to tell everybody I'm above and not beneath. And my question is, upon what do you base that statement? I'm more than a conqueror. Okay. How? Do y'all see what I'm trying to say here? We have a lot of statements that we make, but we really have a difficult time defending our belief. And if you can't defend your belief, it means you're really not solid in it. So that means that when it's time for you to walk in faith for what you believe, you lack strength and integrity. Y'all see it? We got to get back to this word and learning it. We got to learn it to the point where when the enemy comes, we can stand up. Huh? Listen, we have to understand that it was their understanding of who God was that caused them and who Jesus was that caused them to do miracle signs and wonders after the resurrection. Y'all see that? It wasn't because Jesus came and did some stuff around them that they said, ooh, we can do some stuff too. No. It was the life that he lived with them. It was the interaction. It was the touching and handling. You understand? And then when he came back, it was the words that he spoke to them that reminded them that they had the ability. When he sent them out two by two, let's go there right quick. Let's go to Matthew, the 10th chapter. Okay, here we see that they went out, 10-1, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Okay, it goes on to name them, but these are the instructions that we really have to look at, because whenever God sends you into something, God gives you instructions. If we have faith by hearing, you understand? You need to hear, first of all, the instructions. The reason why some people can't move is because you have a belief, but you have no instruction. And if no instruction means that you can't apply that knowledge towards anything productive. Amen? Look what it says here. Jesus sent out the 12, this fifth verse, apostles with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans. Let's go. But only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. So then that means that everybody can't receive the message that you have. But there is a people that is waiting for you to open up your mouth and speak to them. Amen. The reason why we have a hard time speaking is because we don't believe that people are going to listen or believe what we're saying. So we sit back with a belief in our heart, but we have no physical exercise of our faith. Amen? If he called them, then he gave them assignment. Okay? So here he says, Jesus sent them out, don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, cast out demons. Freely you have, give as freely as you have received. Now, go back to Romans 10. Amen. Because when we go out, the faith that we should be believing in is foundational to the assignment he's given us. Amen. And we believe in him. And when we believe in him and what he's given us to do, then we'll do this. We'll heal, we'll raise, we'll cure, we'll cast out, we'll give freely as it has been given to us. So when we begin to talk about this, so faith comes from hearing, then we got to go back to what is it that we've been hearing. Conversation, Prophetess and I had a conversation, was it on Wednesday? Yeah. Now, we were sitting, no, it was last night, wasn't it? It was earlier in the week, okay. They used to be running together, you know, when
when you just be in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. Okay, maybe it's age. Okay, anyhow, we had a conversation, and the conversation that we had, we were talking about how we don't see the power and the manifestation of God, right? We was talking about the old saints and how they used to fast and how they used to get in God's face until they saw a change in the atmosphere and things happen. And we talked about, ooh, that's when, you know, they had some power then. Ooh, they had some power. And the whole thing is that they had power because all that they kept hearing was Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus can, Jesus will, Jesus made a way, and I know the Lord will make a way somehow. I know it don't look good, but I know if I get down the road, the Lord is going to do something for me, and it's going to make me happy, because I remember what the Lord did. When I look back on my, y'all think when I look back over my life just happened now, we've been talking about that for years. When I look back over my life and see where the Lord brought me from, we've been shouting and running around, tearing up churches, heels, everything. Everything else. We've been running into walls, rolling up under pews and knocking over chairs, talking about him. But when we did that, we had power. They called us holy rollers because we didn't care about rolling up under and coming out with dust bunnies on our hair. The reason why we spent so much time in the church cleaning is because we knew we'd be on the floor sooner or later. Amen. We talked about Jesus until we had nothing else to talk about. When people would talk about secular events, we was looking at them like we didn't know what they was talking about. They was like, you ain't here? And we was like, no. People had to tell us what was going on. Not because we were disinterested or uninterested. It was because we were so caught up with Jesus, we didn't have time for nothing else. Now we made time for everything else, and we're uninterested in Jesus. So we can't hear what we need to have faith in, and because we don't hear it, our faith isn't built up, so now we don't see miracles, signs, and wonders. When I showed you that in Matthew, you'll see that there was some other scriptures there, amen. And those other scriptures, amen, go back to what was being done in, if you will, the Synoptic Gospels, Mark 6 and 7, Luke 9 and 1, amen. And when we begin to look at that, we see that at this point in time, notice we're not at the very beginning of any of these books. They have already handled and talked to Jesus and dealt with him. Amen? They've seen his life. They've seen miracles, signs, and wonders occur. Amen? My question to you right now is, has God done anything in anyone's life? Let me see your hand. Okay. Now, the question is, who have you told? That's deep, isn't it? I'm letting that just settle there for a minute. Because we always talk about how good God is. But we always lack words to tell people about God. We can talk about sports. We can talk about music. We can talk about fashion. We can talk about fads. We can talk about, you see what I'm saying? But we lack the ability to talk about Jesus. But when we come amongst each other, we talk about how good he is. And oh, how I love Jesus. I love my wife. I love her so much that every place I go, I make sure she go. And if I can't be there with her or she can't be there with me, I always got her name and what she's doing in my mouth. Y'all need to meet my wife. She is a fireball. I'm saying, that girl, ooh, God bless me. I'm always talking about her. Is it because I'm with? If I am, thank God that I got a wife who don't abuse it. Huh? Y'all see what I'm saying? No, it's not that. It's not that I'm wrapped around her finger. It's that I'm really in love with her. Amen? I told y'all before, 21 years, I'm still finding stuff to love.
We're still discovering stuff about each other. Let me show you this. While we discover stuff about each other, we discover new friction points that we begin to work on. Amen? Am I telling the truth? We don't agree with everything. I'm quite sure President Obama and Michelle don't be sitting up in the White House with 100 on everything because he says something and she just agrees. Or she says something, he just agrees. We can listen to them talk. Because if he says something about what he don't like, he smiles and says, well, you know, Michelle, well, rather I, and we all chuckle about that. But the thing is, it's just like me. He keep her first and foremost. Every conversation that he can bring up, well, you know, Michelle, just like me, well, you know, Prophet. Y'all see that? Now, let's take that back to a spiritual thing. How can I say that I'm really in love with God? And he's never, I mean never, in my conversation outside of the house. We got to get back to the place where we're so in love with him that he permeates. He comes into our conversation, we are inundated. We're overwhelmed, overcome with Jesus. We talked about how you could go to the store. We used to see each other in the aisle. I'd be in the cart, mom would be pushing me, and she would see another saint and be like, praise the Lord, praise him. God bless you, God bless you. Hey, praise the Lord. Ooh, I heard y'all had some church. Yes, real quick, in the middle of the grocery store, they didn't care. They gave God glory when they saw each other. It wasn't a put on, it wasn't a show, and it wasn't a throw off. Amen? Now we got fake tongues, he coming to Honda. We got fake shouts. I was talking about this yesterday. I said, isn't it interesting when the power of God, whoo, used to hit them, they used to start, we playing right now because somebody, we just got up and praised God with them. Now, shouts are fabricated. Practice in the mirror. I can shout until the click track starts. Wait a minute, stop, what are you doing? That is not... God is a God of right now, not a let's get together and then we're going to put this one. And then, ooh, I just made a new click track for shouting. We're going to get this little praise break on. Stop. Fabricated. Because we have done that, we've lost touch, a tactile feel with a real God. Because God is not in anything fake. Look at your neighbor and say, God is a real God. He's not in the fake. The fake came about, and I need to give you some understanding of this because I've watched it for a while. The fake came about with people who were living alternative and other lifestyles who came into the church. They had status secularly. They could sing, they could play, they could do all of that. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And we wanted them in our church because they made the sound that we wanted to hear. And we accepted what they brought with them. But we never challenged them with holiness. So when they begin to speak, we begin to move based on our relationship without caring about theirs. That's why we have people who stand before us, preachers, praise and worship leaders, choir directors, singers and musicians and all that, and they all tore up from the floor. No integrity in their lives, fighting all kind of stuff. Amen? I told my son Timothy, I said, look, we're going to do a praise and worship conference coming up, and we're really going to get into all of this stuff. We can't get any power until we get the fluff out the way.
How many of y'all have ever bought an electronic electronic device that had batteries already in it? Y'all notice inside that it had that little tab on the back, and it said pull before using. You pull it, and the thing works. Because that little tab that was there was what was breaking the circuit, if you will. We have a disconnect right now getting to God, because what's standing in the way of us and his power and his presence in our life is somebody or something that is not God standing in the position, standing in the path of the circuit, but it breaks the circuit. Y'all see that? God is trying to get us to the place where we can hear him, and then we can respond to what we hear. Now, let's get back to this so I can end this right here. So faith comes from hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. If we're going to look at this and we're going to deal with this and we're going to have power, and I'm talking about that authority that comes, then we have to get back to hearing about Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to hear about Jesus. Come on, say it again. I need to hear about Jesus. If I hear about him, then that means that in my hearing, I basically begin to take a stance in understanding and believing in him. Now, listen to this, and him only. See, miracles come because there's no way that this can happen except it's a miracle. And their faith was in him providing the miracle. Tell me if I'm wrong on this, prophetess. There's been more than one occasion where they cut our lights and the switch still worked, because we have faith that God was going to keep us regardless. Am I telling the truth? Say amen loud. Is it because I went out there and hooked something back up on a pole? I never went out there. The meter was over there stopped. The lights inside were still working. That goes back to my childhood of hearing saints talk about it's the middle of winter, and up in Ohio, you couldn't be without gas in the wintertime because you needed the furnace. Amen? You needed the blower, so you needed really that electric one too, right? So when they came around and said, you know, we're going to have to cut your gas because of non-payment, and they's like, Lord, we ain't got no way. We don't have the money. And this isn't I took the money that you gave me for the bills and spent it on myself and other stuff, and I don't have it now that you asked for the bill money. No, these are people who are raising children and doing other stuff, single parents or whatever. They did not have the resource to start with for the bill. Amen? So when they came to shut off the bill, all they had was, Lord, help me. They came and they ran down there and turned stuff off and said, here, if you take this downtown and pay it, they'll be able to take care of your stuff. And they sat there and they said, okay, Lord Jesus, Lord, help us. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know. Lord, we're depending on you. And they talking about us getting up under zero. And Lord, I don't know. Help us, Jesus. And the kids, come on inside, children. And they got everybody inside. Gas is off. Gas furnace, none of the pipes burst because it never got cold on the inside. See, y'all got to understand what we're talking about, what I'm talking about right now, is how God comes in and provides for us. But go back to what I was saying, all we talked about and all we had was Jesus. Look at how many resources you got. How many places you can go and get self-help that have no Jesus involved in it. How many wellness places and yogas and this, that, and other, but it has no Jesus attached to it. Y'all see? Now let's bring this all the way back around, because each position is a form or is attributed to a certain deity or a certain thing that they're worshiping in that pose. Y'all knew that, right? Y'all didn't think that yoga was just so you can stretch and, right? Okay.
So what happens is they have you stretching, but for the wrong reason. What God is trying to do is get us to stretch for the right reason. Your faith has to be stretched. In order for him to stretch you, he has to, or stretch your faith, he has to stretch you. Y'all see it? So let's finish this. The stretch in our life brings us to a place where we realize and recognize that we can't do it ourselves. How many of y'all will attest to that? The things that are put in front of you seem overwhelming without help. The help that you need, the structure, the focus, the resource, the undergirding, the foundation is Christ. If I preach it and you get into a situation, you can say, Lord, help me. And as you say, Lord, help me, the first thing that he does is he begins to take you to his word. I ain't feeling well. Well, by my stripes, you are healed. Lord, I need a miracle. They did this, that, and other. Yeah. Well, you know what Joseph said in Genesis, what you did, you meant for evil, what the enemy did for evil. My good, I'm in this position here today, not because of your will, but God's will. Think about it. As we preach this, you don't have a situation in your life that God can't handle. There is already an answer in his word. Amen? We just got to hear the word again. Thank you for your wonderful motivational speeches. Thank you for the rest of that. But I understand that God is stretching me. Look at your neighbor and say, God is stretching me.
God is stretching me.
And God's stretching you, the first thing that he's going to do is he's going to move you from your comfort place. Some of you have got mad at God because he's been calling you from that spot. You've lied, you've fought, you've told on for everybody, you and just, you know, I just la la la, I can't hear you. Let me tell you something. God is about to aggressively
view.
Go ahead on the, the top one. No, that one, the other one. Here, just cut those. You do it. She can't see what she's doing. You can't see. Let him do that. Thank you. All right. There you go. All right. Now, Lord, help. So, God is about to aggressively move you. And if you don't believe in God, you're going to have trouble with the shift. Some of you are going to believe that it's not a shift, it's a shaft, because it's not going to come the way you want it. Amen? And God is trying to prepare you now. I can't do nothing but preach this word to you, teach this word, and help you get yourself together and prepare. But you have to take the initiative to go ahead and do, huh, what it is that God has been calling you to do. Brothers and sisters, family and friends, God is trying to get you to come up to a new level. As we begin to go out of this year into the next year, you'll note that I haven't started preaching Advent yet, because we already know Jesus Christ was born. Amen? But what we're lacking is what he was born for. And if we are modeling our life after Christ, we have to understand, why did God save me? Just a couple of weeks ago, I was just talking in Ephesians, the first chapter, about him predestinating us or him calling us. You see, before the foundations of the world, into himself. You see that? He loved you so much, he called you to himself.
And when we understand that, then we'll understand that God's plan and purpose for our life is paramount. Y'all see it? We got to get back to loving Him. He called us, and we need to let Him know that we heard the call and that we answered. Amen? Come on, everybody, give God a praise. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin. I pray that you pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, as they prayed that prayer, I pray that you lead them to a Bible-believing church, a Bible-teaching church, that they may be developed and matured and go on to do the work you called them to do. I pray right now for those who are sick in their body, Lord. I pray for those who are discouraged, those who are downtrodden, Lord, that you lift up their heads. Oh, God, touch and move right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you be a provider, be a way maker in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Your financial gift will help us to do that work more effectively and more efficiently. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning at 8:30 for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministry worship experience, and then next Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast, next Thursday at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere, and then again on next Friday, amen, for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Jesus and Me Ministry, our Friday night jam. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you. Come on, give God a praise, Lord.